Avodah Yoshalmi, correspondent Avodah Zohar Bavli, Daf Tes. We begin in the Yoshalmi on Daf Gimel Amad Aleph, at the last line of the page, Yoim Ginos Yoshem Malachim. Yoim Ginos Yoshem Malachim, Ayi B'yom HaShlishi, Yoim Heledes Es Paray. The Mishnah taught that amongst the festivals are the memorial of the coronation day and the birthday of their king. A source for this celebration of the king's birthday is the Pasuk in Bereishis in Perek Mem Pasuk Chof, and it was on the third day, the birthday of Paray. Yoim HaLeida V'yom HaMisa. The Mishnah taught about the king's birthday and the day of death. The question is, until now we've been discussing a community, but as for the law of the following Mishnah, that the festival on the day that he shaves his beard and his bluith, which is the crest of hair on the top of his head, running from his forehead to the back of his neck, that's a private festival for that particular idolater. And the question is, the Mishnah taught that any death of such an important person that involves burning his clothes and his possessions is considered a festival of idolatry. But doesn't the Pasuk say in Yomia, in Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Hey, you shall die in peace and with the burnings of your forefathers, which shows that the burnings were the customs of Jewish kings as well. Kilimas Nisan, Kol Misa Shesh by Ishun V'Sefer, Yesh Ben Avodah Zohar, V'Shem Ben Ishun V'Sefer, Ein Ba Avodah Zohar. The answer is that rather the Mishnah means that any death that involves smoking, which burning up incense to idols, and burning of the person's possessions, is a festival of idolatry. We come now to the next Mishnah. Yom Teglachas Zekanoi Ublurisoi, Yom She'alaboi Minayam, Yom She'yotzaboi Mibes Asurim, V'nochri She'asa Mishtela V'noi, Eina Osa Ela Oisa Hayoim Ba'Oisa Ish. The day on which a person shaves his beard and his bluris, the day that he was saved from drowning at sea, the day that he left prison, and if an idolater made a banquet for his son, in all of these cases, it's only that man, only on that day, is prohibited. And the Gemara says, Ma oisa yom bovad, oy oisa yom b'chol shana. What does the Mishnah mean by only that day? Is it only that day that happened, or every year on the same day? V'atani, we have a question from Rabbi Isa, Teglachtoi v'teglachas benoi asura. The day of his shaving and the shaving of his sons are prohibited. And it's understandable if it's observed the same day every year, so it's possible that his son shaved on the same day as his shaving many years later. But if it's observed only in the first year, how could his son have shaved on the same day as him? Tipate shekil gilchu shneim ka'achas, the answer is they were shaved at the same time. And the Gemara asks a question from Rabbi Isa, V'atani, Mishteru Mishtei Benoi Asura, his wedding day and his son's wedding day are prohibited. Now asking, like we did before, that if it's observed only in the first year, how could his son have married on the same day as him? Tipate shegilchu shnehem ka'achas shenosu noshim. The answer is they both shaved and then married on the same day. Gemara asks, V'atani, and the Baisa asks, we ask from the Baisa, Leidosu Leidos Benoi Asura, Islach Meima shenoldu shnehem ka'achas, his birthday and his son's birthday are prohibited. Could you say here they were born on the very same day? How could they be father and son? And the Gemara answers, Tipate ba'hu dele aspik me'ave v'yeme ad ifyaled le ba va'avad kachada. When he didn't manage to celebrate the festival until his son was born, and then he celebrated both occasions at the same time. But the Gemara doesn't answer the original question.